All of us are made for greatness, but we sabotage our own plans towards it. The easiest way we do it is by choosing whom we spend our time with. As Jim Rohn once famously said, "You are the average of five people you spend your time with." That is how Socrates, Plato, Aristotle became the three giants of philosophy, simply because they found themselves in good company. That is how Bell Labs churned out so many pioneers and world-changing innovations, so does Google, Disney and many others. The crux? Company matters. It is thus your duty to find yourself a company wherein everyone is at least 10x kinder and 10x smarter than you. Voila! Easier said than done. Where am I going to find such people and all of them together? More of it later. Now, by the time you are busy finding such people, there is one more thing you need to start doing right now. You need to clean up your life first, so as to make space for people who are going to explore and reach your full potential. Why would someone help you reach your full potential? Because that is how they will also be able to reinvent themselves and leave a legacy. Seems a fair deal. Now back to cleaning up. Mojo of Small Things Presents. Cleaning up your company, 5 types of people you should not spend time with. First, the lukewarm. Passion is contagious. So is the absence of it. People who are passionate will help you become courageous, listen to your inner voice, dance on your own beat and will be able to love the way you should. Big deal? Absolutely. Whereas those who are not passionate will convince you to believe in lukewarm life. The one that is okay but not your kind of wow. While you may feel that it is a comfortable life, it is not the one you will be proud of later. It takes courage to join in people who are immensely passionate. This way you may feel that out of place and guilt may persist about what have I been doing with my life lately. Trust me, passion will sink in and you will feel like regaining your creative powers. Choose passion over lukewarm, always. I began to realize how important it was to be an enthusiast in life. He taught me that if you are interested in something, no matter what it is, go at it at full speed ahead. Embrace it with both arms, hug it, love it and above all become passionate about it. Lukewarm is no good. Roald Dahl. Second, dream killers. Your dreams were given to you for a reason. Don't let someone make you throw your dreams simply because they couldn't hold theirs. They are all around us. We love some of them and they also love us. Your parents, your spouse, your siblings, even your mentors. Dream killers can come in any form. They may have all your best interests in their minds, but remember your dreams were given to you for a reason. They may have their reasons, all you need to do is plan well, but not give up. It is okay to tell them, thank you but no thank you, and dig your head in the work that matters. If you are not doing anything antisocial or criminal, it is more than okay. Dream killers can be polite, generous, conservative, harsh and very persistent. Choose to feed your passion by spending less time with them and more with the tribe that exudes passion. Being the richest man in the cemetery doesn't matter to me. Going to bed at night saying we've done something wonderful, that's what matters to me. Steve Jobs. Third, creepers. They look good first, then they stall your growth. When was the last time you got a team assignment and one chap didn't do any work but claimed unreasonable credit? They are socially entertaining or worst, glib talkers, a deadly combination if you are not assertive and can easily claim unreasonable and undeserving credit. They may get you that pass to the concert or many things which you may not need or can buy on your own. Smart? But don't we like people who are genuine? They not only bring down the collective efficiency of the team, they also sap you of 3 of your most precious resources. The time you would have otherwise used to follow stuff that makes you feel alive. An opportunity to learn from working with people different than you. Mental space that gets occupied because you couldn't say no. Say no and chalk out who needs to do what before you roll up your sleeves to dive into the work. Learn to set boundaries. A lack of boundaries invites a lack of respect. Anonymous. Fourth, non-seekers. Those who are not seeking won't find anything worth seeking. This is the way I have always lived, and this is sort of pretty okay. If you have heard this more than twice today, verbally or subtly, you need to save yourself now. Get out of there. Passionate or not, if you are not seeking something, you are denying yourself an option to become open to the world and extend your comfort zone. Non-seekers will pick up banal, conventional, and easy options. They will also try to make you pick theirs and also convince you to pick easy over right. They give up because that is easy. You need to keep seeking. It is never too late to be who you might have been. George Eliot. 5. Blabbermasters. If they are talking to you about others, they will be talking to others about you. You are different, everyone is, and this is where our genius lies. The blabbermasters or the talking machines will make these differences look like imperfections. They get power from this. Their power comes from more ears and minds they are able to get hooked. People get hooked because amplified imperfections in someone else makes them feel perfect in their context or justify their imperfections as enforced and not deliberate. They garner attention because they tell stories, and that is what people need. These stories can build great out of what is already good, but if it is coming from a blabbermaster, they are going to do more damage than repair. Usually found near coffee machines and active during breaks, they can be real-time killers. Stay away and you will have more chances of doing good stuff than when you are around them. There is a lot of talking that says nothing at all, and there is a kind of silence that speaks quite a lot anonymous. A good life starts with getting the right things in it, but before that, you need to make space for them by getting the wrong stuff out. It will be tough, as it will also mean going through the phase being little less social till you find your tribe, that is a bunch who are passionate, dream chasers, that believes in growing together and seeking to make a difference. Own up to clean your stuff and keep chasing a good life. Start cleaning up your company today. With love. Yours. Mojo of Small Things.